The labor movement was once a powerful force in this country. There was a time when labor organizers were nationally known figures. At the turn of the 20th century, perhaps the best known was a man named Joe Hill. He was a fiery organizer for the industrial workers of the world. This year marks the centennial of the founding of the IWW, and Seattle composer and pianist Wayne Horvitz has written an oratorio based on Joe Hill's life and work. The piece is called Joe Hill, 16 Actions for Orchestra, Voice, and Soloist. The soloist is Grammy Award-winning guitarist Bill Frisell, and the work was performed this weekend in Vermont. From member station KUOW, Marcy Silman reports.
Wayne Horvitz literally grew up in the American labor movement. His grandfather was the first president of the American Association of Arbitrators. Horvitz says his father still mediates labor disputes.
When I was just in college, one month he was negotiating the Metropolitan Opera strike and the coal strike at the same time, which is a great lesson in cultural extremes.
That could be a good description for Horvitz's latest work. It's an orchestral piece dedicated to a labor organizer that draws from the blending of folk, rock, and jazz that's become Horvitz's signature. Yet the composer says the last thing he wanted was to create crossover.
I'm really not interested in making a rock band behave like a string quartet, and I'm really even less interested in trying to make an orchestra swing in a certain way or to rock. I mean, I can't stand all that stuff. It makes my skin crawl, as a matter of fact.
Horvitz wanted his new piece to focus on American musical themes, from the blues to Aaron Copland. Given his family's background, it made perfect sense for him to draw on the musical traditions of the labor movement. Joe Hill was a Swedish immigrant who traveled the country at the turn of the 20th century as a labor organizer for the Industrial Workers of the World, the IWW. Dan Jacoby, chair of the Labor Studies Department at the University of Washington, says Hill was a master of using music to rally the workers.
There was no TV, there was no radio. And what people in the IWW did was they got up on street corners and they got on soapboxes and they started shouting. And if you could shout and sing, then you had even a bigger audience. And so they had a number of people who learned really how to effectively communicate with large audiences on the streets. And Joe Hill and a number of other people composed songs and really helped to make the movement a people's movement.
Some of Joe Hill's song lyrics were collected and preserved by the IWW.
Though her hands may be hardened from labor,
composer Wayne Horvitz took several of them and added his own music.
In the case of Joe Hill, of course, some of his songs weren't even written to his own music. They were written to American hymns or church hymns, and then other songs he wrote the music for. He was a piano player, and he had a real music training. In one case, I essentially just reorchestrated his song all the way to one song where he wrote the music, but I don't even know how his music went.
Hey, yes, her hands may be hardened from labor, and her dress may not be very fine, but a heart in her bosom is beating, that is true to her class and her kind. And the grafters in terror are trembling when her spite and defiance she'll hurl, for the only and thoroughbred lady is the rebel girl.
Joe Hill's organizing got him into trouble with the authorities. In 1914, there was a robbery and shooting in Utah. Hill was convicted and executed for the crime, some say wrongly. Despite this source material, and Horvitz's family labor movement background, the musician insists he didn't set out to create an overtly political artwork.
The greatest thing about art is that it leaves a lot unspoken, and I think with music especially, and I don't really want things shoved down my throat aesthetically, and I try not to do that here.
Another thing Horvitz left unsaid was a specific score for his main soloist, guitarist Bill Frisell.
That was wild when I got the music, and it's like pages and pages and pages, but there's nothing there. It's just all blank. It basically just tells me when to play, but it doesn't tell me what to play. So I'm just completely free. But Wayne was really put a lot of trust and faith in me to just allow me to do this, you know, having this incredible orchestra all around me and just, okay, just do whatever you want.
When Frisell isn't playing a solo, his electric guitar can be heard wafting over the orchestra and the three singers, Danny Barnes, Rindy Eckert, and Wayne Horvitz's wife, Robin Holcomb. They perform a text adapted by Paul McGeed, co-founder of the Flying Karamazov Brothers, whose own grandfather was a member of the IWW. Composer Wayne Horvitz hopes the American musical themes he draws on for his oratorio conjure an era he feels defines what it means to be an American.
It's not the America that everyone goes, you know, America about. It was the real one where people didn't speak English and people were, you know, of all colors and ethnic backgrounds and were also really not finding what they had come here to find.
Wayne Horvitz hopes his evening-length oratorio, Joe Hill, 16 actions for orchestra, voice, and soloist eventually will be released on CD. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.